Who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I? I'm a brother, I'm a friend, I'm a cousin, I'm a hero.
I am the beat to the music, from the music to the beat.
I am a dancer. Dance is who I am.
I am small, a tiny germ clinging to existence.
I am music because my life is a constant beat and I'm ready to shift the tone.
This is Catherine Comp, BPR's Director of Content, and I am back with Sekou Coleman, Executive Director for Asheville Writers in the Schools and Community.
And we've been collaborating with artist mentors in the Grant Center on some really impactful youth storytelling workshops, using an exploration of the senses to guide youth into what their senses can tell them about place, family, and identity. During the summer months, they wrote some powerful poems, and we're going to jump right in because we have multiple pieces to share with you today.
First up is Liam Burton. He's an eighth grader at Montford North Star Academy.
Hello, my name is Liam Burton, and this is my poem, I Am From. I am from the taste of chicken pot pie and lemon lime freezer pops. I am from the smell of freshly cut grass and pine sap drifting on the breeze. I am from the sound of crows calling, dogs barking, and birds flitting from tree to tree. I am from the sight of the Blue Ridge towering above me, watching over us as a guardian over its charge. I am from the sensation of bare feet pounding the earth and the bounce of a kickball over and over again.
That piece really speaks summer to me and reminds me of a much simpler time when there was no school and the days were just very, very long and your parents forced you to get out of the house first thing in the morning and don't come back till the streetlights are on. But just that sort of freedom and playfulness that comes from being young really seemed to be captured all around. It's that sort of typical traditional sort of storytelling strength, show me, don't tell me. And Liam did a fabulous job of showing where he's from as opposed to simply telling you.
Yeah, and I talked to him a little bit about what inspired him with all of these very vivid senses, and here's what he had to say.
It's honestly what I experience just kind of every day. Like, crows and dogs and birds, like, calling outside when I'm playing in my backyard. Like bouncing a kickball, like fresh cut grass and pine sap is definitely a smell outside. Just almost anywhere in Asheville, if you're driving around, you can see the Blue Ridge Mountains. And it kind of makes like a safe little pocket with the mountains around us.
Liam also wrote a second poem. This is his meditation on existence and how everything is connected, even polar opposites.
Who am I? I am unimportant, one of many. I am all, the one from many together. I am small, a tiny germ clinging to existence. I am large, existence itself, clinging together against chaos. I am heat, so hot it freezes and refuses to move. I am cold, so frigid it burns and scalds and blisters. I am not one thing or the other. I am none and all, unique and indistinguishable. They are the same. I am me.
That is deep and thought-provoking and a lot to ponder in just 35 seconds.
It's a true testament of how when we as adults step out of the way and invite our young people to share what they see and what they experience, they can amaze us. And I'm often struck by how infrequently our young people are asked to speak up and to share what they think and share how they feel about things. And so this was a really powerful example of what happens when you make space for that. We're going to wrap up this segment by hearing from 14-year-old Emily Jump. She lives in Jamaica, but we got to meet her when she was in Asheville this summer visiting her aunt. Here's what she created for Storycraft.
I am snow. Ironic, really, as it doesn't snow in Jamaica. Living in the mixing pot of the Caribbean comes with immense spices and explosions of flavor, but despite all the flavors I've tried, the one that stuck to me most was coconut ice cream. The memory of the lost child I played with until their parents came is as beautiful and as vibrant as the coconut ice cream at Devon Hills. But enough about ice cream. My first day of high school holds a dear place in my heart and nose, as the crisp smell of morning dew will forever warm my heart. I believe that thoughts are intricate and beautiful, as the way stars are scattered through the sky. And even with insomnia, I never get bored from stargazing through my bedroom window or even listening to the music, as memories of my uncle playing the keyboard at night, creating beautiful melodies, harmonies, and some of my favorite memories. A feeling I could never forget would be runner's high. The euphoric feeling then from that day, running around the soccer field with my father, will always hold a special place in my heart, along with all the other memories I've mentioned. They make me who I am. They make me Snow.
Such a powerful piece. I can hear the smile on Emily's face when she talks about those memories where she uses the senses, taste, sight, smell, to talk about place and identity and family. I love this line. I believe that thoughts are intricate and beautiful as the way stars are scattered through the sky.
It's really amazing. And I'm always so excited to see how programs and experiences like this provide accessible entry points to things like poetry, which for particularly Black and Brown youth can seem inaccessible, right? I bet you if you had spoken to any of the kids at the beginning of this program, they would not have considered themselves to be poets or to have any sort of poetic, artistic ability. But just listening to what's been said, looking at it in terms of how it's been written and really analyzing it, you've got stuff that I'm sure many collegiate level poetry and literary classes would be able to find some gems. And that's just right here in our local community, off the beaten path, if you will. So it's been a really powerful experience to observe and absorb what these young people have been able to do.
Thank you so much, Sekou, and thank you, Emily. You've inspired us with your beautiful poem. Part 4 of the Storycraft series is next, and we'll bring you to one of the workshops and, of course, share another poem.